This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal observes first Gen Z Martyrs Day today. Prime Minister's office commemorates Gen Z Martyrs, calls for technology, innovation and new vision for Nepal. Search and rescue operations continue inside tunnels of flood-damaged hydropower projects. 81st UN General Assembly session set to open in New York today. Nepal to raise concerns of climate vulnerable countries, emphasizing climate justice, and Canada imposes retaliatory tariffs on US goods worth $20 billion. Now the news in detail. Nepal is observing its first Gen Z Martyrs Day today. The day commemorates those who lost their lives during the Gen Z movement of September 8th and 9th last year. The movement, which began with a government ban on social media platforms, soon expanded into a broader protest against corruption, nepotism, unemployment, poor public services, and lack of accountability in governance. Thousands of young people took to the streets demanding political and institutional reforms, greater transparency and equal opportunities. The movement eventually led to the dissolution of KP Sharma Oli-led government and the formation of an interim government under former Chief Justice Susila Kharki. The interim government successfully conducted the March 5th general election. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, which secured nearly two-thirds of the votes, subsequently formed the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Balindo Shah. The current government has prioritized good governance, transparency, corruption control and administrative reform, issues that were among the major demands of the Gen Z movement. It has also focused on making public service delivery more result-oriented, streamlining government structures, ensuring transparency in appointments to public bodies and expanding the use of digital technology. The government has declared a public holiday today to honor those who lost their lives in the historic movement. On the occasion, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has commemorated the Gen Z martyrs who lost their lives during the movement. Through a social media message today, the Prime Minister's office said the contribution of the martyrs who stood for new thinking, technology, innovation and changes unparalleled. The office expressed hope that the day would inspire everyone to work towards building a fair, transparent and prosperous Nepal by connecting the guidance of the older generation with the aspiration of the new generation. Likewise, Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilasena has said there is no alternative to implementing the issues and demands raised by young people during last year's Gen Z uprising. Speaking to Radio Nepal today on the occasion of Gen Z Martyrs Day, Minister Timilasena said the present government, formed on the foundation of the Gen Z movement, is moving ahead to control corruption and ensure good governance in line with the demands of the younger generation. A total of 1,356 bodies have been recovered so far from the devastating floods and the Bhurtikoshi and surrounding river systems. Authorities have completed procedures for 1,124 bodies, including DNA sample collection and safely buried them. So far, 2,570 DNA samples have been collected for identification, including 1,280 from the deceased and 1,290 from their relatives. Details of 13,025 unidentified bodies have also been uploaded on the Nepal Police website. Meanwhile, the search continues for 4,077 missing people, while 3,245 people are being accommodated at holding centers in various districts. The Nepali Army said search and rescue operations inside tunnels of flood-damaged hydropower projects will continue until a breakthrough is achieved. The Army estimates that up to 121 people may be trapped inside tunnels of various hydropower projects affected by the Bhurtikoshi floods. Army spokesperson Raja Ramprasnet said search and rescue operations are being carried out through air, ground and tunnel searches in coordination with other security agencies. He also said foreign rescue teams have arrived in Nepal, while 45 army personnel remain missing following the disaster. Meanwhile, National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Executive Chief Dr. Dharma Rajapurthy said relief supplies have reached most affected areas, with helicopters being used to deliver food and essentials to inaccessible locations. More than 13,000 people have been rescued so far during the search and rescue operations in the affected areas. The 81st session of the United Nations General Assembly is opening today in New York under the theme Restoring Trust, Managing Transformation, a United Nations that delivers for all. High-level meetings and the general debate will take place from the 18th to 28th of September, focusing on global issues including peace and security, health, humanitarian assistance, and sustainable development. Heads of government will address the Assembly from the 22nd to 26th of September. A high-level climate meeting is scheduled for the 23rd of September, with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expected to call for a stronger international cooperation to address climate change. Nepal will raise the concerns of climate-vulnerable countries, emphasizing climate justice, loss and damage, and the impacts of climate change on people, infrastructure, and natural resources. A Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Balindra Shah will represent Nepal at the forum. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news update. Canada has imposed retaliatory tariffs on a range of U.S. goods as no trade agreement between the two countries appears imminent. The tariffs, which came into effect on Tuesday, cover nearly 28 billion Canadian goods, or about $20 billion worth of American products, including steel, furniture, and clothing. Tariffs on some goods will be as high as 50%. According to the BBC, Canada initially included fresh fish and lobster on the list, but later removed them, following opposition from its seafood industry. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said Canada remains ready to negotiate a durable trade deal with the United States. However, U.S. Trade Representatives Jamison Greer said the next move is up to Canada, warning that Washington could take further measures in response to the tariffs. U.S. President Donald Trump has also threatened to hold all U.S. businesses with Canadian aircraft maker Bombardier, unless the company moves its manufacturing operations to the United States. The United Kingdom is expected to announce sanctions on goods and services from Israeli settlements and the occupied West Bank. According to the BBC, Foreign Secretary Ed Miliband is due to announce the measures in the House of Commons today. The move comes as Israel opens tenders for around 1,200 new homes in the occupied territory. The UK considers Israeli settlements and the West Bank illegal under international law. Miliband has previously said the UK-Israel relationship needs to be reset. However, the United States has opposed the proposed sanctions. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has warned that U.S. states could take retaliatory measures against the U.K. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan areas of Lumbini, Karali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gondaki and Lumbini provinces, and at some places in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in Tarai region. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan, hilly and Tarai areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondaki provinces and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal observes first Jhanzi Martyrs Day today. Prime Minister's Office commemorates Jhanzi Martyrs, calls for technology, innovation and new vision for Nepal. Search and rescue operations continue inside tunnels of flood-damaged hydropower projects. 81st UN General Assembly session set to open in New York today. Nepal to raise concerns of climate-vulnerable countries emphasizing climate justice, and Canada imposes retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods worth $20 billion. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal 47. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.